Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big story coming out of the NFL, long time coming. Some thought you'd never even get to this point. We'll see what it leads to, if anything. But Colin Kaepernick, Rob, finally has a workout with an NFL team. The Las Vegas Raiders, the workout is today. I don't know, Rob G, has it taken place yet? Or it's scheduled for today. I don't know if it's later today, obviously.
What time are they working? Overtime? I'm sure it must have happened already, even on the West Coast.
Yeah, the story just says he's scheduled to work out Wednesday. So that's today. But it's for the Raiders, Rob. Now, remember, he played his college ball at Nevada. So the Raiders in Vegas, of course, and I don't know if there's some connection there. But Mark Davis, the owner for the team, remember he said a few weeks ago that he would be open to Kaepernick, you know, either if not joining the team, then getting certainly a chance to make the team. He said he'd give his blessing to it. And, you know, Rob, Mark Davis, you know, Al Davis's dad was, you know, the first one in the NFL owner to hire a black head coach.
He was way ahead of his time, Chris.
Yep. First to hire a woman chief executive. And so also the first to draft a black quarterback in the first round, and the second owner to hire Hispanic head coach, Tom Flores. So like you said, he was ahead of his time. And Mark Davis, you know, I salute him because, Rob, and I'm not trying to rip anybody, but Pete Carroll just talked a lot, gave a lot of lip service, even being in need of a quarterback. Oh, he should get a look. I hope he gets a look. And you need a quarterback. And you didn't even give him a look.
Right.
And Mark Davis, Rob, they don't need a quarterback. Derek Carr just signed an extension. They've got two other quarterbacks on the roster. So they have three on their roster. They got, in addition to Carr, Jarrett Stidham, of course, from New England, and Nick Mullins. And so, you know, he's giving him a look. And I think that's good. That's a lot better than just saying the nice thing, saying the right thing, saying something you might think might endear you to some players or fan base, and actually giving him a shot, Rob.
Absolutely. My only concern, Chris, would be, is this real or is this, sizzling? Is this real bacon or is this sizzling? If this is real, then I'm all for it. Let him come compete. He's a young, how old is he? 32?
34.
What is he? 34. He's a young 34 because he hasn't been beat up and hasn't played for 4 years or whatever it is now, Chris. So I think, and people go, well, you know, the only reason he ain't got an opportunity is because he can't play. And I'm like, dude, you know how many players have on NFL uniforms who can't play? Who are back quarterback? Stop it.
Thank you.
All you people with that nonsense and garbage that was the reason he was out of the league was because he can't play. Stop.
He
it's
might
not true.
Be a starter anymore, but he certainly could have been a backup for me.
Yes.
No
Who
doubt.
Needs to come in, Chris, and maybe a starter gets banged up for a game or two. Can he do that? Absolutely he can. So if this is real, I'm all in. And I applaud the Las Vegas Raiders for making it. I agree. Pete Carroll, you swung, you missed, you struck out, sit down on a bench. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Please, just stop it. Stop.
I'm with you. Because again, the Raiders don't need a quarterback. And here's one of my concerns, Rob. We heard Kaepernick on the I Am Athlete podcast, I don't know, a month or so ago, right? Say, you know, I'll go in as a backup, but I ain't going to be a backup for long.
He was good, but there were no follow-ups. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. But he's got – now, look, I don't even know if they have a spot. And your point is – I think your point is well taken just because it seems like they've got three quarterbacks on the roster. So are they even going to – they're clearly not looking for a starter. So are they even, you know, does he even have a chance to make the roster? I think, Rob, worst case scenario is that at least this is an NFL team giving him a tryout. And maybe that will open it up to other teams. Just in terms of them feeling, okay, hey, the Raiders did it. It was no big deal. We actually need a backup, right? You know, so let's give him a shot. You know, at the very least, maybe it could do that.
And I'll say this, and you brought up their history or whatever. The Raiders have always been the renegades or, you know, going against the grain in the league, starting with Al Davis, who, Chris, sued the NFL a million times. They hated Al Davis, and he used to beat them in court all the time on issues. So this would be against the fray as well. Finally, and it probably makes sense. Mark Davis, the son, probably following in his dad's footsteps, and said, "Why not? Why not? We need to get over this whole thing, and give this man an opportunity." Chris, if he can't play, he gets cut like everybody else. If he can play, what are you hurting your team by having somebody who can play? This guy went to the Super Bowl.
If he looks great in the workout, Rob, then he's got to then convince them that he's content being a backup, right? Because you don't want any controversy. You don't even – I mean, again, you want your backup, everybody to be confident.
Everybody wants to play, so that's not
right. We get that.
We get that part.
But you can't
No stink. No stink. You can't make a stink.
When you talk to the media, you know, hey – and I think he's smart enough, clearly, to go in there,
Chris,
and be
all
like,
he's been
know,
through,
don't say
I just,
anything about.
I would
yeah,
be
you
stunned.
Know, hey, I'm here to start. I'm here to play. You
Derek
know,
Carr can't Derek hold Carr. My jock. What
right,
is Derek,
right.
Derek
just
Carr?
Keep you think, cool. Right. Derek Carr, what was he doing when I was leading the Niners to the Super Bowl? You
exactly.
Know? Nah, just be cool.
He was throwing to Devontae Adams in college, and they weren't winning any games. Oh, I'm
right,
sorry.
Right. But I do think, Rob, I don't know that there's a slot for him. Like I said, they got three quarterbacks.
Yeah, but you never know sometimes, you know, like, and we always go back to it. I know it's kind of a crutch for us, but Matt Flynn signed a big contract with Seattle, too. And at some point, they just said, well, that's nice. We're going to make a change here. And the other two guys, am I hell-bent on them? Like there's no way you can make a move? I'm sure they're not making that much money, Chris, you know, the other two guys. Right. So if they had to decide and go, you know what are we doing here? Let's make him our backup quarterback and get rid of one of these guys. I think they'll do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get into the meat of the discussion, Rob, you and I talk a lot. And you know, we hear it from the fans because you're a Hall of Fame voter for baseball.
Yep.
I'm an NBA awards voter for basketball. And I voted on all these postseason awards, all NBA teams and everything. And we constantly tell people that the media is the best group of people to vote on these awards. They're not perfect. We're not perfect.
We're not perfect. Yes. It's not always right, but
they are and some do have biases. But I would say the media is by far the most unbiased group of people to vote on these awards.
We got no skin in the game, Chris. None.
Nope. And players often talk about they want the vote and
we don't know. We don't play.
Media don't know what they're talking about, right? And we have said, we've pointed out All-Star voting 2017, 120 some odd players didn't vote for LeBron James. 150 some odd didn't vote for Kevin Durant. Lunacy.
Ridiculous.
And we have another example. And this is a guy that both you and I know and we like. And he's done a fantastic job making a career for himself after a really good basketball career, too. But Jalen Rose. Rob, somebody, it was a shock this morning when we found out that someone voted for Kyrie Irving, who played 29 games this season. 29 out of 82. Someone voted for him to make third team All-NBA. We were shy. I mean, we talked about on First Things First, Kevin Wiles thought it had to be a mistake. I said the only justification, I said it's hard to make a mistake with the way they do the voting, but I said the only thing I could see, Rob, is that someone just felt like, you know what, Kyrie's one of the best six guards in the league.
Right.
And I don't care how much he played. I'm voting.
He's still better
in that
than
case, you could
right.
put right. You could put Kawhi Leonard on there.
Right.
You were Damian Lillard.
Even though he didn't play he didn't play a minute. Right.
And we were I was looking for who in the world is
but
this?
You didn't think
and
it was a writer, did you?
I never would have guessed it was Jalen Rose. Okay. I'll tell you that. I did think, know what I thought, Rob? I wouldn't have bet on it, but I thought best bet it probably I thought was maybe a local beat writer, like a Nets beat writer. You know how sometimes
right.
the local guys feel compelled
we,
for Chris, whatever
we, you
reason.
You know what? We had
team.
That. Who I can't remember who it was had a chance to be unanimous.
LeBron.
Was
and,
that?
And before for MVP. And Gary Washburn, friend of the show, great NBA reporter, he voted for Carmelo.
Yeah, but there was also there was another one, too, back when I was covering the Nets. And they said that David voted for it was rookie of the year. I think.
David,
and but that's what they said. They said David voted for Chris Morris. Remember Chris Morris with the Nets?
Right.
He was,
yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah. For rookie
so
of the year.
For rookie of the year, like he got a rookie of the year voted, and everybody's like Chris Morris. And when they said David, David Steele, the writer, was on the beat, okay. So they thought it was David Steele. But you know who it was? It was Howard David. The broadcaster for the Nets, Howard David.
Bro, that happens
see
too,
what
right.
I mean?
Broadcast,
yes.
Yep.
Where a
yep,
team broadcaster,
yep.
Chris, will wind
and
up
that's
picking
why they
somebody.
They took the vote from a lot of those guys, Rob.
Because they watch
the
those guys every day, right?
Right.
But they
and
work
they
for the team.
They are more homers. Like they feel more, they themselves, Rob, you know this, they kind of view themselves more as a part of the team than the writers do. A beat writer, at least one in his right mind, does not view himself as part of the team.
No, that we're the enemy. Are you kidding? We're the enemy.
They might look at that, but you don't. You know, you just like I'm objective, and then they might view you as the enemy. But the broadcasters, you know this, Rob. They kind of, you know, they're on the flights a lot of times. They're on the bus with the team, and they, you know, they do. They are homers when you listen to them call the game.
But I agree with you on Jalen. Like this is surprising.
I was shocked. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this was like, were you really thinking about this? And I think your explanation, what was probably where he was going. Kyrie's better than these guys, whether he play
one.
No
way. Because like you said, you could put, if that's your reason, you could legitimately put Kawhi Leonard on there.
Absolutely.
Even though he didn't play one game. 29 games? Rob, I don't care if he averaged 50 points and 11 assists in 29 games by your own volition or of your own volition, right? No, there's no way. But speaking of Kyrie, and this is what we really wanted to get into and what we'll get into with Christian Winfield, then Winfield wrote a story in the New York Daily News saying that the Nets brain trust, according to a source, is outright against paying Kyrie Irving a long-term contract extension. And, Rob, I agree with that. I mean, Kyrie, we all know he's a very good player. He is an exceptionally skilled player. He's your favorite player's favorite player because he's got the handle, he's got the finishing ability, he's got the J. Like, his skills are second to none. But Robbie played 20 games his first year with the Nets. He played 50-ish his second year with the Nets in large part because he took off some time for January 6th, personal reasons. And it's like today, Rob, in that case, and we're all broken up. I mean, Rob, we've had several tragedies in the last few weeks. Mm. We had what happened in Buffalo.
Awful, Chris.
We recently,
and then Texas.
Of course, had this massacre. 21 people, 19
kids,
children killed in Texas. So we've all, and then there's more I didn't even mention. But we, as no matter how badly you feel, no matter how hurt you are, no matter how much you think about your own kids and your own family members being in that situation or being afraid that, you know, at their school or whatever, their place of employment, something could happen. We had to get up and go to work. And if Kyrie can take off for January 6th, why can't he take off for this? You know, like that's the type of thing you have to think about if you're going to pay him a long-term deal. And so I'm with the Nets, Rob, on not paying him long term. If I'm the Nets, I would be trying to reach out to Kyrie. And I don't know why in the world I couldn't get him. I'm his employer. I'm paying your bills. Answer the phone. I mean, you know, I mean, my gosh, it's just Rob. I sometimes I don't get it, but Kyrie, opt in, because we're not giving you a long term. And I'm not gonna say it with attitude, but after what we've been through, Kyrie, we just can't. And if the owner should say, put it on me, right? Joe Tsai is just not willing to go there right now. We want you. We believe in you. And we think we can have a great year this year with you, KD, and Ben Simmons leading the way. So let's go out and have that year. And you play as much as you can. Give us the right attitude. And, man, we'll lock you up after we win this chip. So come back. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
No, I don't know what contract he could expect, anybody could expect. I don't think that this is shocking at all. I think this is makes common sense. You can't, what's the right word, Chris? Give somebody who hasn't been available and reward them. You can't reward him with some deal. It's just not, no matter how talented he is, I need to get a full season next year and have this guy ball out and have give them a chance to come out of the East and a chance at a championship. They've got a lot of pieces. Joe Harris will be back next year. Maybe Ben Simmons. Like, Chris, they got pieces. They're going to be in the mix if they're healthy. But you need a Kyrie who's going to be there. And being available and being locked in and being a good teammate is important. Even as much as just having raw talent, which we know he does. I mean, it just is. Because if you're not there, having all that talent doesn't mean anything. It just doesn't.
And, Rob, I don't think Kyrie has any leverage. The only teams with cap room are Detroit, San Antonio, Indiana, Portland, and Orlando.
Good luck.
Right. None of them are very good teams at this point. None of them are desirable places you're going to want to go if you're a veteran who has won a championship. And I don't think any of them are going to would even really go after Kyrie. And so where are you going? Everybody knows you want to stay in Brooklyn. You've said it. People in the league knew it before you said it, but you said it after game four.
Yep.
And you've been wishy-washy on your availability in Brooklyn where you want to be. What in the world would you be like somewhere you don't want to be?
With your partner that you wanted. You know what I mean? Like KD, let's go to Brooklyn. And Knicks were available. There was other places they could have easily gone. Yeah. Could have been like, nah, let's just go to the Knicks and play at the Garden.
Absolutely.
All right, let's just do that. No, let's go to Brooklyn. I grew up in Jersey. I was a Nets fan.
Yep.
The Nets are in Brooklyn. They kind of got a different little vibe. Yes, they're not the Knicks. But then again, what have the Knicks won, Chris, in the last 40 years? Like zero.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I get it.
And so I don't think he has leverage. However, this depends on Kevin Durant. That could be great leverage. He don't have leverage, I don't think, basketball-wise. But if Kevin Durant is like you said, that's why Durant is in Brooklyn. If Kyrie had been like, let's go to New York, I firmly believe, Rob, KD would have been in New York.
I agree. It was a package deal. They were going to go together and play together, and that's what it was.
Yep. And so if KD, if they don't give him, let's say Kyrie opts out, and they don't give him the long-term deal and are open to letting him walk and maybe go somewhere, sign and trade, whatever. And KD, what would you do if KD, here's how I look at it, Rob. Because obviously, if I want Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant is still, I don't think he's the best player in the world. I think it's Giannis, but it's arguable. If somebody wants to argue Kevin Durant, I mean, they got an argument, right?
You're not going to say like it's impossible.
Right,
exactly. Or
not, that's
like,
not,
no
you're not
way,
off your
right.
rocker by any stretch. And so I want Kevin Durant. I think he's hungry to win the championship. He might even be hungrier with the success Golden State is having this year without him. But he and Robbie's locked up for the next 4 years.
Right.
So what if Kevin Durant is like, hey, I came here to play with Kyrie. So if you don't sign him, trade me.
Yeah. I you know what? I hear you, Chris. I just can't see KD. His reputation is on the line. His legacy's on the line. He's got to want Kyrie. We're cool. We're boys. But I can't take the not another waste another year or two. Like you're getting older, right? There's a window that's definitely there. If I'm him, I'm like, dude, I need you. Like what? I can't.
Right.
We can't do this anymore. I want to play with you. I think we complement each other. We could have something good. But I can't do this. I'm saying
attach yourself. Like if he wants to go,
I might have came here with you, but when we all talked about it and you said you were going to get vaccinated, then you backed out. Why am I being loyal to you?
Right. I agree. I don't know if KD would do that, but you are that's what you should do.
Right.
And Rob, even
if we're going to be loyal or whatever, and me and you are doing a radio show together and we say we're going to do something, and then I can't count on you, Chris. Like, after a while, I'm going to be like, you know what? I wanted to do the show with you, but, you know.
Absolutely.
I can't count on you.
You're absolutely right. And even, Rob, if KD was like, you know what, trade me. First of all, if I'm the Nets, I'm like, all right, we got you locked up for the next 4 years. You're not Anthony Davis where you can afford to essentially throw a year away. You know,
not at your age. Right.
Right. So, one, we want to keep you. Second, worst case scenario, if I trade Kevin Durant, Rob, I think I'm getting back a haul. Now, right. I get it. He would probably only go to a really good team. So, what are they going to have? Are their draft picks going to be – they're not going to be lottery picks. Are they going to give up – they're not going to give up some of their core if they're trying to win it because KD would be a part of that. But I don't know. I just think I would be able to get a lot for him in some form or fashion, whether it's a 3 or 4 team deal. And I wouldn't just give him away. If I can't trade you, I'm not trading you.
No, I'm not giving away anybody. Yeah,
you can't walk away. You, like you said, Rob, at his age, he can't just walk away from a season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But speaking of football, Lane Kiffin, coach at Ole Miss now, been in NFL, been at several stops in college football. He, Rob, spoke to Sports Illustrated, long interview about name, image, and likeness. And his attitude was pretty refreshing. I got to admit, he was like, look, it's here to stay. I'm not going to be one of those guys that's, you know, complaining about it and trying to figure out, you know, what can be done to stop it or this or that. But he said, it's here to stay. So I'm just going to try to figure out a way to do well by it, right? Do well in this system. And he has some interesting points, Rob. He talked about, you know, the boosters, Rob, because the NIL money is going to come from the boosters, right? And boosters give a ton of money to colleges through donations. And that is typically what at least contributes to the head coach's salary and helps build the facilities that they have. And, you know, some of these college facilities are off the chain. And now some of that money is going to go to players with name, image, and likeness. And he was saying, he brought up a few things, one of which was these boosters, Rob, will, in a sense, could become like owners in professional sports, where if they're paying a guy a certain amount of money, they're going to want to see him play. And if you're a coach and you're like, look, he's not ready, so-and-so is better, it could get sticky. That's one situation he brought up. And he brought up another, Rob, in which he said there could be issues where these, say a high school kid gets a huge NIL to come to your school, and not a few of them, say. And now they're making all this money and the vets aren't getting much. Could that cause a problem? And he kind of equated it to the NFL, and baseball's got a system. I don't know how long that's been in place where, you know, their young hotshots don't get the most money. And now all the sports do. But the NFL and NBA didn't always have that, Robbie. You remember the NBA, it was a mess. Because a guy would get drafted and hold out until he got a huge contract, and he'd go to a team unproven and be the highest paid player on the team, or one of the highest paid. And they obviously dealt with that with the rookie scale, which I thought was good. But he said that could be an issue. He said, Rob, 100% of the players now, is that an exaggeration? Maybe. But he said all the players coming out of high school now, the blue chippers, he said they're going wherever the money is. And he was like, I don't blame them. He said, but that's what they're doing. He said there have been guys signed without visiting schools. There have been guys signed without really meeting the head coach just because the NIL money was going to be great. And so it was a really interesting article. He brought up some interesting points. And Rob, it all led to him saying he thinks the answer, if you will, is a salary cap. Your thoughts?
You know I'm against it. Salary cap, no. I'm just, this is a free market system, and all they ever want to do is control what people earn. Let's have a coach's cap. How about that? How about a coach's cap, Chris? You can't make more than $1 million to be a top-notch college football coach. Let me hear that. You think that would work, Kiffin? Hell no, it wouldn't work. And guys would quit tomorrow. I hate it. No. No damn cap. You don't have a cap. Why should the kids have a cap?
You think it's in the NFL?
Yes. Yes. I do.
So what if LeBron was making $50 million?
That's fine. He's worth whatever someone's willing to pay him.
Is making a million.
Whatever they're willing to pay him. I don't think it would work out like that, Chris, because the system always corrects itself and works out the way it can. I'm just saying I'm not with it. Yeah, it does. Baseball's been doing it for baseball's been doing it forever.
And the Yankees and a few other teams buy the hottest players.
And the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. The Atlanta,
you know why that is.
The Atlanta Braves had a middle of the road payroll. They won. The Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series, all right?
Why is that?
I'm not buying. What do you mean why? I don't.
It's the nature of the sport. That's why.
No, and
the
NBA and the Knicks are, and the Knicks have the Knicks have
the year after year the big markets that pay all the money are the best teams.
Okay,
they may not win the World Series.
You could
but
go
they're the
look,
better teams year you, after year.
You could go look
Dodgers,
in the NBA,
Yankees, Red Sox, Astros.
No, that's not true. Kansas City won the World Series, Chris, in 2015.
And where are they now?
No,
and
but they won.
Then they lost.
But
all their
they
players.
Won. You can win
right,
without
you can
paying
win
it.
You're right. You
that's
can
what you can't do.
Because of the nature of that sport.
No,
you
I disagree.
You can't do that in basketball.
The NFL, the Jets have the same pay. The Lions have the same exact chance because of the it's supposed to be a salary cap makes it a level playing field. The Lions have one playoff win since 1957. So tell me it's fair because everybody has the same money. If I have a
it
bad,
is fair. It's
if I have a bad, if I have a bad GM, it doesn't matter
right.
what the money is.
Absolutely.
So that doesn't work
fair.
That way.
You just got mismanaged.
Kansas City didn't win a Super Bowl for 50 years. They just won. Buffalo hasn't
it was
won.
Mismanaged.
I could go on and on and on. The Jets haven't won. New Orleans has won one championship in the last 50 years. I could go on and on. The salary cap
but
is
that
a
doesn't mean
is
it's not
phony
fair, Rob.
And only for owners to control what the players make. I'll never sign off on it.
The
ever.
Key to a salary cap, I don't mind a salary cap. The key is that it's fair. And that's what the fear would be in college is would the owner, the boosters, and the coaches conspire, the NCAA, all that, to put in an unfair salary cap. I'm totally with you there. But in the NBA, they've gotten anywhere from 50 to 60% roughly of the revenue generated by the sport. And so as long as it's fair, I think a cap is good. But it has to be fair. And that's where you don't trust the NCAA, and I get that. But it's interesting. I mean, I'm not saying they have to. We'll see. We'll see how this works. But I'm not just philosophically against salary caps because it's sports, and you want competition, and you want to give everybody a fair shot. And I think they have a fair shot. I think it's just that some teams are mismanaged by bad leadership.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.